remember, before you leave, turn the lights off, leave the autoclave on, x-ray machine off, voicemail on, lock the file cabinet, do not lock the desk, we lost the key.
Laverne, we'll be fine.
I'm sure you will, doctors, but just in case, I have prepared an instructional videotape.
You're just taking off the afternoon, we can handle it.
I'm sure you can, Doctor, but the last time I let you two lock up, I had to come back here at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But Laverne, we did lock up.
I know, but I couldn't sleep, I don't trust you. Here, just watch this while I get some rest.
I know.
Nope. Hey, y'all.
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, Bernie.
Oh, how was the flight?
Well, it was touch and go. You remember the Hendersons, don't you?
Only the heaviest family in all of history.
Well, they were all on my flight. Oh. Needed every inch of the runway to take off, plus a little bit of the interstate.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, I'm starving. Yeah, they sat up front, and the meal cart never made it past row 6.
Well, you get back to my place, I'll whip you up a nice hot meal.
I suppose I'm going to have to find a nice way to thank you, then.
Thank you.
Not mine.
Not mine.
No, it's me.
Not again.
Oh, I'm sure it's nothing, honey. Dr. Miller's covering for me.
Come on, Matt. Use the phone in the lounge.
Yeah.
So, what are you guys doing this weekend?
Well, I have the whole itinerary planned. Number one, we go back to my house. Number 12, I take him to the airport on Monday.
What about numbers 2 through 11?
Dr. O'Lady does not discuss numbers 2 through 11.
Oh, I got you. Here's a little medical advice. Limber up before number 5.
Burn.
Maddie Kane, do not tell me.
I'm sorry, honey. There's nothing I can do. I got to go back and treat a case of kidney stones.
But you said Dr. Miller was covering for you.
He's the one with the kidney stones.
I guess you got to go.
Yeah. Got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you.
Me too.
Matthew.
Ooh, you change your toothpaste or what?
You are stalling now. Come on, let's go.
Laverne, I'm going to make it up to you, I swear.
Well, that's what this was supposed to be, making up for last time, and you owe me 2. Come on, let's get you to the airport.
Hey, you can still squeeze in number 8, depending on who drives. Hey, and number 4, you can do on the phone.
Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine,
cover girl, me 60 years ago.
I'm not surprised to be dear. You're still a beauty.
And you're still a gullible sap. If I had had torpedoes like that, I would have been Cesar Romero's 5th wife. Come on, Harry, I'm bored. I can't reach anything I want.
Just a minute, Sophia. I'm trying to find a magazine.
Mayor, good afternoon. Is that new issue of Celebrity Doggies out yet?
Here you
go. Thank you. Now look, there's a new poster for your room.
Yeah. Hey, Harry, I think she stole your mutt.
Wow, that's really something. Excuse me. My dog looks very much like yours.
Like my what?
Your dog.
Oh.
Well, what a pretty guy.
Oh, no, a gal. Lady Ruby in Savatwater Down. Or as us plain folk call her, Ruby.
Well, the resemblance to my drive is amazing.
Really? You know, I thought Ruby was one of a kind.
Get those two together, you'll have 7 of a kind.
You know, lately, Scotty, that's my grandson, has been saying, I want a puppy.
You sure he's not saying I want a daddy?
I'm Harry Weston.
Oh, nice to meet you, Peggy Pocket.
Well, look, I don't mean to sound forward or anything like that, but is there any chance you would consider mating?
But I'm spoken for.
No, not you.
Oh?
Well, I mean, not that you're not a lovely lady, but it's just...
I know. I was just yanking on your leash.
Well, I mean, if you saw these two dogs together, you'd be surprised how much they look alike.
Hmm.
Look, here's my card. If you're interested, you know, give me a call.
Well, this really is quite sudden. I'll have to think about it. But in any event, it was very nice meeting you.
My pleasure.
Come on, Ruby. Ooh, a doctor's dog. Ruby, my dear, you could do a lot worse.
Hey, I hope she calls. Wouldn't it be great if I got those two together?
You know, Harry, there are people who make good money doing what you just did.
Wow, I wouldn't call myself a breeder.
Neither would I. I'd call you a pimp.
Charlie, I don't care. You are not sick. I'm not going to write a note to your captain to get you out of work.
But, Harry, I don't want to go. It's a safety cruise, and I know what to do if the ship is sinking. Put on a dress and get in a lifeboat.
Forget it.
Come on, Harry. I already wrote the note. All you got to do is...
To whom this may concern, Charlie is sick and cannot come to... You crossed out school and wrote boat?
Tell him I called. Again.
Still can't reach Matt, huh?
Yesterday when he called, I was at the lab. When I called him back, he was in surgery. And when I finally got home last night, there was that red light blinking on my answering machine. You missed this call. You missed this call. You missed this call.
You know what mocks you? Mine just flashes a little number.
Dr. Douglas, sometimes I wonder what good it is being so in love with somebody when you never get to see them, never get to talk to them.
Oh, Laverne, you're making yourself miserable. Look, you don't see me sitting around feeling sorry for myself just because I don't have any plans. Now I'm going home to eat up some leftover Taco Bell in the dark. Oh, God, come on, Laverne, we're going out. Hey, Charlie, what are you doing tonight?
Practicing Harry's signature.
Well, while you're at it, bring his credit card. He's coming with us.
Cool. I'll call my bud. Bud? We'll make it a party.
Doctor, I really don't know, because I told Matt I'd be home tonight.
So leave him a message and tell him you're not.
Maxine, you're a doctor. Maybe while we're out, you can find something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Remember your name, cause there ain't no one for it.
Boy, Charlie's really belting it out.
Yeah, if he doesn't stop soon, I'm gonna belt him. Well, where's he sing tenor? 10 or 12 miles away from here. Come on, Laverne, cheer up. I'm working here.
You think she's fine?
No, she's faint light. Hey, this place is great. Come on, Maxine, let's go pick out a duet.
Sure.
I know. We can do Ebony and Ivory.
Get real. Hey, Laverne, why don't you get up there and sing something?
Are you kidding? When I sing, it sounds like a 350 Chevy that threw a rod.
I know what you mean. When I sing, sounds like a busted intake valve.
With a blowed head gasket.
You've heard me.
It sounds like you know a thing or two about cars.
Well, I hope I do. I'm the pit crew chief for Bob Mason Jr.
Madman Mason? The 39th fastest man in the world? Say, I heard he got his ear burned off.
Yeah, but it wasn't from racing. Curling iron. She didn't hear that from me.
Wow. Pit crew. Oh, I tell you, that would be my dream job.
Well, it ain't what it's all cracked up to be. I mean, mostly it's just hurry up and wait and hurry up and wait.
Probably a lot of this.
Sailor's quarters.
because white people ain't got soul.
All right, Tranquil, let's spruce you up for your big date. Come on.
Come on, get up. Come on, sit up.
Daddy's really tired.
From what?
Well, Scotty and I took him to the park and he spent all afternoon playing fetch.
Carol, how could you do that? You know that lady's coming over with her dog tonight.
So?
So, if everything goes well, she'll let Dreyfus, you know, with her dog.
What, Daddy?
Carol, you know. Make puppies.
Daddy, you can say mate in front of me. Come on, it's easy. Mate.
No, it's enough. Wait, look at him. He looks half dead.
Oh, she'll just think he's playing hard to get.
Looks like he's playing hard to resuscitate. Yeah, Drake, save your energy. I'll get it. Oh, Mrs. Crockett. Oh. Hi, Ruby. How you doing?
Well, we're just kind of on pins and needles. Where's the dog of the hour? Wow, what a big, fluffy fella. Reminds me of the Reverend Prophet. That would be my mister.
Come on, Dreyfus. We'll go out in the backyard and give Ruby the grand tour. Whoa.
My, Dreyfus certainly has a beautiful sister.
I'll be sure to tell her. So, whatever you think, I mean, Dreyfus and Ruby really seem to be hitting it off.
Yes, they do make a handsome couple. They do. I bet they'd make some cute little ones.
Very cute.
I wonder what they're talking about out there.
Who?
Well, the parents-to-be, of course. Oh, we have to pick out some names. Now, I've jotted down a few. Let me just run them by you. Elton, Cooper, Chelsea, Kayla, Brendan, and Spot.
They sound fine.
And would it be all right with you if we split the cost of the birth announcement?
Excuse me?
Well, I think that's only fair, seeing as how we're going to be in-laws now. We're Presbyterian. What are you?
I'm a little confused. I mean, you know, we're talking about dogs here.
Well, that seems a bit cavalier. I mean, after all, we're bringing 7 to 10 new lives into this world.
Yes, but they're dogs.
Whose mouths are cleaner than humans. And never a one has started a war.
Daddy, the dogs got out.
Oh, what? My God, Ruby! They jumped the fence. They eloped.
Eloped their dogs!
Douglas, I want to thank you for dragging me out last night. I ended up having one hell of a time.
Well, I have one hell of a headache.
Well, did you drink too much?
No, you sang too much.
Yeah, me and Bud sang every car song we could think of, plus Purple People Eater. Now, I love a song with a good story.
Yeah, well, you two did seem pretty chummy up there.
Yeah, he's a nice fella. Do you know he is the chief of a real-life NASCAR pit group? We stopped for gas. We was in and out in 22 seconds. I got so excited by the whole thing, I sped away without him.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, and when I got home, there was a message on my machine from my Maddie.
Yeah, when I got home, my cat had buried the remote in the litter box.
Hey, ladies, guess what? Bud got us 3 pit passes for the South Florida 500 this weekend.
Oh, my Lord. Al Unser Jr. is supposed to be there. Matt is coming in on Friday. Do you think Bud could get another pass?
Laverne, I don't think that's such a good idea. Bud's kind of got the hots for you.
Ooh, tone-deaf love.
Come on, Charlie. Me and Bud just had fun, that's all.
Laverne, let me tell you something about guys and fun. Guys don't have fun unless they got the hot for you.
Well, I'm afraid I already have a beau. Canal Street Clinic. Oh, hi, Maddie. I got your message last night. I can't wait to see you. Again? Yeah, well, I understand, but I don't have to like it. Matt, I can't get a flight out now. Yeah, I'm sorry, too.
You okay, Laverne?
Fine. Matt can't come last weekend or next weekend or this weekend. The only one getting anything out of this relationship is the phone company.
Well, at least now you can join us in the pit.
I might as well. I'm already there.
Bad dog.
Carol, we already did the bad dog thing in the car. Dreyfus feels bad enough.
Bad dog!
Did you get a hold of Mrs. Prockett?
Oh, I didn't have to. The woman's been calling every 5 minutes. Daddy, she's weird.
Yes, I know, but you really can't blame her. She's worried about her dog.
Daddy, today she brought over a psychic. He sniffed me.
Anyway, Mr. Pady, I'm just glad you found them.
I wonder why they ended up at Shady Pines.
Everyone ends up at Shady Pines.
Chow.
Oh. Oh, well, wait. Sophia, don't you want to ride home?
What, are you deaf? I want some chow.
Oh. Hi, Mrs. Bright.
Hooligan,
excuse me, but did it ever occur to you that maybe it was Ruby who jumped the fence first and Dreyfus went along just to make sure she didn't get in any trouble?
Like the gentleman he is, a gentleman rogue.
Anyway, look, I got the dogs home safe and sound. I mean, you could thank me.
It will be a cold day in 8E double hockey sticks before I thank you. The ordeal that you've put us through. Ruby, come on. I said, come on, Ruby. We're not marrying into this family.
Poor Dreyfus. His heart is broken. They yearn for each other, yet their families cannot get along. So Romeo and Juliet.
Carol, they're dogs.
Charlie, I'm afraid I can't go. I'd be going for all the wrong reasons.
Don't feel bad about that. Everybody goes to see people crash. Besides, Bud really likes you.
Well, Charlie, he's a nice fella and all, but I'd only be leaving him on.
No, you'll also be getting back at Matt.
I would never go out with anybody just for spite.
Why not? Chicks go out with me all the time to spite people. Their husbands, their fathers, themselves. Come on, Vern, you can't just sit here and be sad.
That's my sweet of you, Charlie, but I'll be okay.
Okay, Laverne. Take care. Oh. Laverne, I don't know quite how to say this. I was kind of counting on your gas money. That's okay, you can pay me later.
Oh, be home. Of course, you're not home. Hi, it's me. Really wish you were there, because I really need to talk to you, Matt. You and me have a big problem, so please call me as soon as you can.
How about now?
Oh, Matt, I'm so glad you're here. But you and me, we need to talk, because this ain't no way to have a relationship. We never see each other.
I know.
I mean, you're all I ever think about, and you're so busy there, and I'm so busy here, we can just never get together, and I love you so much, Matt. It's just making me really miserable.
It's making me miserable, too. I'm afraid it's got to end.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, That's why I got you this.
What is it?
Almost the next year's salary. Laverne, will you marry me?
Remember me?
Oh, sure, yeah, Mrs. Krobitz.
Prophet.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Well, it's been a while.
It's been 3 months.
So how's Rudy?
Ruby. Oh. And for starters, she has locked her figure.
I don't understand.
Well, a deal is a deal.
Oh. Here. Oh. Look, really, look at him. Oh, boy. Look, you're a daddy.
And you owe me $1,500.
For what?
Vet bills, birth announcements, and psychological counseling.
For Ruby?
No, for me. I'm far too young to be a grandmother.
After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a river bed. And the story is told about a river that...
This Wednesday night, NBC takes you to the untamed jungles of China to meet a special beast, the wild panda. In footage never before seen on television, follow the life of a panda from birth through cubhood into adulthood as she makes her way into the vanishing bamboo forests of China. Meet these animals whose life and future existence is in the hands of man as you uncover the secrets of the wild panda on NBC's National Geographic special Wednesday.